This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, September 24th. Well, we've had the wheat markets under some pressure the last few days, and that primarily is from weather forecasts improving across the Black Sea, where we're looking at some pretty decent rain potential for much of Ukraine and into western and central Russia. South and western Russia still a little bit on the dry side, but for the most part, this forecast for rain to come through is a huge benefit to the crop that's trying to get seeded over there, has been delayed because of the dry weather. Here in the U.S., of course, we're looking at basis levels continuing to be very strong for wheat and corn and beans for that matter. A huge export program developing for China has supported the basis for the row crops, and that's helped support wheat as well. But the wheat market sure looks like it's put in a high, the seasonal high here a few days ago with a huge outside day lower in Kansas City and big reversals down in Chicago and Minneapolis. It just looks like the market has run out of gas. Usually it's late Sep, early October. I was thinking we might be able to stretch this in early October, but with the formation of the chart, it definitely has the look of a market that is has put in its high. Now, I've had a pretty good sell-off from that high. Wouldn't surprise me to see the market try to bounce. What I would look for is prices to come back up to the highs put in on September 1st, and that would be the swing high for KC and Chicago both. Those, I think, would be the resistance. Minneapolis might struggle to get that high, but I think it's definitely in the card. So those are the levels that we're looking to sell the market if we can get back up to those levels. Export sales this morning were just okay for wheat, 351,000 tons. That was in the middle of the range of estimates. Hard red winter wheat sold 93,000, soft red 7,000, spring wheat 100,000, and white wheat 131,000. Corn export sales at 2.1 million. That was above the range of estimates from 1.1 to 1.8 million. China took 566,000, and unknown took 371,000. Soybean export sales at 3.2 million tons. That was just above the high end of the range of estimates from 2 to 3 million tons. China took 1.9 million. Unknown took 770,000. So clearly, most of that unknown is presumed to go to China. And China has been an absolute linchpin to this run that we've had in corn and soybeans. And of course, it's backed off. You're into harvest here in the United States. The weather looks like it will be ideal for harvest. And so, you know, the market looks like it's going to struggle, at least in the row crops. With wheat, again, longer term, you've got rains coming in for the Black Sea, which was really critical. That was a big component of what was supporting wheat. Australia is going to come in with a monster crop, and that's just around the corner that the harvest will start. So we can expect to see quite a bit of export pressure from them as you get into November and December. Argentina, despite its shorter crop, will still have, you know, pretty high exports, a little bit less than their average, but they're still going to be a significant presence on the market. So I would look for wheat here to probably find some support. You know, we've had a pretty sharp drop. Wouldn't surprise me to see this market kind of snap back, try to test those highs from September 1st, and then I think from there you'll probably start to head down. And that could take us into our typical seasonal high. If you want to look at early October, the market could come back up, put in a secondary high. But I think for the most part, we've seen some long-term highs put in just a few days ago. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.